He wrote, "She loves me, and I love her."
Those were happy moments for young Ludwig von Beethoven.
But he paid dearly for them. The girl was a flirt, and she had no sympathy for his increasing deafness. So she ran off and married a count.
The real truth is that this poor genius was never free of a pure love passion carried to an extreme. He was always falling violently in love, being deceived and being plunged into the deepest suffering, passionate grief, outraged pride.
The finally melancholy resignation overcame all that.
Finally, after ceaseless dreams of happiness never to be fulfilled.
It's an old, old story. So many tragic leaves which noble work behind them, but they go through the torches of the damned, living their own lives.
Then we come along and enjoy the fruits of their unhappy lives.
I remember the day Gershwin died.
It was sad, but he was a genius. His rhapsody in blue made musical sophisticates drop their air of knowing condescension when he speaking of American music.
Oh, I know that type, the musical sophisticate vibe. They know the history of the medieval madrigal, and they can whistle all the tone poems of Sibelius, but they know nothing of Gershwin or Morton Gould, or our superb folk singers such as Leadbelt or Woody Guthrie.
Our America never was a musical desert.
We have a brand of music strictly our own, folk songs. Particularly those that express local events such as the death of Casey Jones, or Jesse James, or a wreck on the Santa Fe Railroad, or anything close to home.
And now, children, we come to the eternal question. What is jazz?
Well, we can dispose of that one quick. Jazz is not music.
Almost every type of music has been turned into jazz, Larry.
That's true, Bob. Negro spirituals, nursery rhymes such as A Tisket, A Tasket, Yiddish folk songs like By Mere Mr. Shane.
And Chopin's been jazzed up too, Larry. His Fantasy Impromptu and Rebelle's Pavane, for example. Even a melody from Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony has been turned into jazz, and it makes good music.
Jazz is just a nervous, jittery expression of modern pop. Who can ever be handy in Bolts? He was a great writer. But jazz seems to have gotten sidetracked in recent years, Larry.
Yes, the music became stale. No freshness was injected into it. The bands playing the music had not been too original either. A leader, a conductor, must allow his players to go to town when they feel like going.
You mean to cut loose and take the music with them, regardless of what the score may call for?
Yes, and it takes a good player to be able to read the score and to know or feel just when to leave it and when to get back to it. He just breaks through the set rhythms when the music takes hold of him strongly. Tosses the melody around to suit himself, but he's in thorough command and he never loses the way. That produces new effects, and it's genuinely creative.
And they do it all by ear and sheer musical instinct. Oh, I love it.
It takes a very fine ear and years of playing to do that. But good cats, when they're licking their chops and are in the groove, can really frisk their
whiskers. This man says when the musicians of a swing orchestra get warmed up, they can be inspired by the music and play with exalted spirit and to perfection. Right, Larry?
Well, sort of. That is, when they get up and get in their licks, they can really kick out.
Mm-hmm.